This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Susan Stamberg. Anti-Taliban forces continue their offensive against al-Qaeda defenders in the caves and mountains of the Tora Bora region of far eastern Afghanistan. Reports from the scene say the remnants of Osama bin Laden's terror network have been forced to flee toward Pakistan. And local commanders describe a three-pronged attack against the cave complex that has served as an al-Qaeda hideout. NPR's Ivan Watson is in the Tora Bora region. Good morning to you. So is al-Qaeda in retreat, Ivan?
Susan, the al-Qaeda fighters have withdrawn more than a mile into the mountains. It doesn't sound like much, but this is undulating, steep countryside with cliffs and gullies. As you travel through it, you can see small trenches, machine gun nests. This is very significant that they've pulled back so far. Throughout the afternoon and the early morning, there was an intense gun battle going on around the northernmost peak of this mountain range. They were surrounded on at least three sides by Afghan fighters. Machine gun fire and mortar explosions taking place almost every second.
And so you have been able to get to areas you've not been able to see before.
We were able to drive up a steep dirt road full of hairpin curves. This was territory that up until Monday night was controlled by al-Qaeda fighters. As you got further up into the hills, you could see things that they'd left behind. Clothes. I saw a turban, an army jacket riddled with bullet holes. Ammunition that had been left behind, as well as weapons. And then about two-thirds of the way up the mountain, reached a ridge that had been targeted by American airstrikes over the past several days. This was devastated. Massive craters. Several vehicles have been hit directly, and there are bomb fragments everywhere there. Pieces of cluster bombs. The Afghan fighters are picking them up for scrap metal to sell them in the bazaars in the towns below.
Do you know anything about U.S. ground troops involved in that fighting?
Americans appear to have played a key role in this battle. I spoke with one Afghan fighter who said he saw three American commandos during the night. He said they were dressed in military fatigues, that they had modern weaponry, they were wearing helmets, and that they had full backpacks filled with communication equipment. He had been given express orders by his commander not to disturb these men. There was a counterattack from the al-Qaeda fighters around 3 o'clock in the morning. Many Afghan fighters started retreating. At that point, American airstrikes came in and appeared to have saved the day, pushing the al-Qaeda fighters back.
Sounds as if there are some real shifts going on. Thank you very much. NPR's Ivan Watson in the Tora Bora region of eastern Afghanistan.